That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in the Jot-'em-Down store washing the windows. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
No, Mom, we're plumb out of flour. What else for you? Well, no, we ain't got a potato in the house, just plumb out of them. No, Mom, we're out of sugar, too. Well... Yeah, we are out of might not everything we got, it looks like. Well, we're going to be rich in a few days, and that's the first thing we're aiming on doing is to stock up the store. Yeah, we're going to get rich off of that formula. The Hempstead formula. Oh, sure, we done got it mixed up, fixing to bottle it. Well, Lum says we're going to be rich.
Oh, well, I'm proud you're washing them windows, Cedric. They sure need me.
Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mom, it's pretty dirty, all right.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry we ain't got nothing.
Abner, did you... Oh, excuse me. I never noticed you talking on the phone.
Well, all right. Just go down to Dick Huddleston's store. I don't care. We're running a store here. We're just out of some stuff. That's all.
Abner, watch what you're saying.
Well, I don't care if you do. We're going to be so rich in a few days, we won't need your business. Yeah. Go on down there.
Right.
Goodbye.
Oh. Who was that?
Oh, it was Miss Seastrong.
Oh, her. Well, I'm glad you talked to her that way.
That woman had rather argue than anybody I ever seen in my life. Called up for a list of stuff, and we've got everything she's wanting, and she got mad about it. Threatened to go down to Dick Huddleston's store and trade.
Well, I'm glad you told her what you did.
I told her to just go down there and help herself.
I'm tired of carrying them sea strunks on her books anyway.
Well, I'm tired of arguing with her. And her man Ezra is just as bad as she is.
Oh, he's worse than she is.
That blamed Ezra stand there and argue with a stump on fire. I never seen such people in my life.
Did you find any bottles?
Oh, yeah. I got 7 or 8 of them back there. That's all I could find around here. Some old soda pop bottles and a ketchup bottle or two.
Well, I got a whole batch of them here.
You have?
Yeah. We ought to start buying up bottles, you know.
Buying them?
Yeah, we're going to need thousands of them.
For the land, say.
Might could get Cedric to go around town buying them up for us.
Yeah, well, don't bother him now, Lum. Let him finish washing them windows while I got him started at it.
Well, we can get the youngins in town to gather them up and sell them. Give him some spending money.
Well, that's better than getting Cedric to do it. Just let him get all these windows washed.
Yeah, they wasn't eating it bad enough.
Yeah, I've laid off to do that for a year and just ain't got around to it.
Come on, we just may as well go on back in the feed room and fill up what bottles we've got.
Yeah.
Better tell Cedric to watch the front of the store here.
Yeah, he can wait on any customers if they come in. Don't know for the life of me what he could sell them. We're out of everything. Cedric?
Yes, Mom?
Me and Lum's going back in the feed room to bottle up some of that formula, so you watch the front of the store here first. And if any... Hey, what are you doing?
Washing the windows. Ain't that what you wanted?
Yeah, but that ain't the tub, Cedric. Let me smell that stuff.
Well, I was just noticing. I believe this water's got something in it. Smells sort of funny.
Yeah, it looks funny, too.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Here, don't put that rag back in there. Here, get out of the way. Just get plumb out of the way. Now you've did it.
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Lum?
What's the matter? That's our formula in that tub there. You're washing the windows with it.
For the land's sake, Cedric, can't you do nothing right?
Well, you told me to use that tub back there in the feed room.
Well, that's right, ain't it?
I never aimed to do nothing wrong.
Don't start blubbering now, Cedric. I'd forgot that tub had the formula in it.
Bust that all the time.
Well, you ought to know better than to use that stuff, Cedric. That don't look like water, does it?
Yeah, better wring that rag out and save all we can. You might have done used up $300,000 or $400,000 worth of it.
Well, he just started, Lum.
No, Mom, I know I ain't used that much.
Man, you can't tell. We don't know how much this stuff's worth. One drop of it might be worth $100.
For the land's sake.
Here, Abner, get one side of the tub there. Let's carry it on back in the feed room. Get this stuff bottled up before we waste any more of it.
Yeah, you get something else to wash the winters with, Cedric, and stop blubbering now.
Yes, Rob.
And if anybody comes in, you wait on them.
Mind now, where are you going there, Abner?
Yeah, all right,
the door.
I got it.
And it's a good thing I come back when I did. The whole Hempstead formula would have been on them front winders.
Well, law me, Lum, I never thought about him using this.
Well, you ought to know better than to put any dependence in Cedric. Here, just set it down here.
Yeah, what toe there? Yeah. There's them bottles right over there.
Yeah, I got a little funnel here I brung over from the place.
Oh.
We can just find something to dip with. Hand me that tin cup over there, just the thing.
Yeah. Here. You reckon the farm leaves ruined long?
No, I don't think it's hurt none. My goodness, this is one time I'm glad Cedric's as slow as he is. Hand me the bottles here, Abner.
Here's one out here.
Yeah. Well, sir, there ain't no telling how much money we're going to make out of this stuff.
No, I hope so. Sir, I mean, I hope we do, yeah.
But you hold it and I'll pour it.
Oh.
Set the funnel in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there she is.
Now, wait a minute, hold it over the tub so if I spill any, we won't lose it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
One drop of that stuff may be worth $100.
Fine, wait.
$200, maybe.
Doggy's going up, ain't he?
Hold it still, Abner.
Oh, yeah. My full alarm.
Yeah, that's enough.
Right there.
Never spill none.
No.
Well, there's the first bottle of the great Hempstead formula. Ain't that pretty?
Doggies, look at that stuff. Let me hold it up here towards the window where you can see it in the sun there. Look at that. Ain't that a dandy? Sort of a purple color, ain't it? Violet.
Yeah, looks about like grape soda pop, don't it?
Yeah.
Old Lakewood ought to see that. He loves grape soda pop, so.
Well, it sure does. In this bottle, it looks that way anyway.
Yeah, we ought to have some corks.
Yeah, that's right. We ought to. I know, just wait a minute, Lum. There's some pop bottle caps up front there. Me and Grandpa's been using them to play checkers with.
Well, get some of them.
Yeah,
we can use them till we can get something better. I reckon a feller can pound them back on there.
Yeah, they'll go back on.
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Yeah, here they are.
Better bring them other bottles, too, while you're up there.
Yeah, just fix them.
Yeah, I'm scared we ain't going to have enough bottles. Have to put it up in something, though. Keep Cedric from washing winders with. Very idea.
So, as long we could use some of them fruit jars up there to pour it in, I reckon.
Why, sure. Might have some customers that'll want to buy it in quarts and half-gallon sizes.
Okay, that'd run pretty high if it's worth $200 a drop. Half a gallon of it'd be worth money, wouldn't it?
It'd run into the right smart money, all right. More likely have to cut the price on them big bottles that way.
Yeah, well, we could afford to cut it down a little bit. You want me to get them fruit jars?
Well, let's go ahead and fill the rest of these. Get some idea how many we're going to need. Here, hold this bottle.
Yeah. Where's that dad blame funnel at now?
There it is, right there by your practical stand. Right on.
Been a snake, it bit me, sure to work. Guess I'm getting all flustered or something, thinking about how much money we're going to make.
Hold still now.
Yeah. That's the time.
Yeah, there's another bottle, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, Granny, we're going to be as rich as bottom land. Get another bottle.
Yeah. Now, sir, I just wish we knowed what this stuff was. That's what I say. Wouldn't you have thought old man Hempstead would have said something about what that formula was good for as long as he was about it?
Yeah, seems like he would. Don't worry, we'll find out what it is.
How?
Well, I ain't figured out just how yet, but there's bound to be some way to find out what we've got here.
Worst part about it, we can't sell none of it till we can tell a fella what he's buying. Might be poison for all we know.
Yeah, if anybody wants to buy some of it, I'll sell it to them. Hold it still, Abner.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Don't know where it's for the rheumatiz or some sort of a liniment or what it is.
Look at there. Got it all over my hand.
Yes, sir.
Found you that stuff won't wash off, neither.
Well, it might be some kind of a purple dye for all we know.
It could be at that.
We don't know. Cedric might have been right a while ago. This might be some kind of a cleaning formula.
Yeah, set that bottle down and get another. No, I know it ain't no cleaner. Look at my hand there. Looks like I've been handling pokeberries.
Yeah, it does, sort of.
This must be some kind of a dye, Abner.
Well, I hope not. They've got every kind of dye that is colors, I reckon.
I tried out making some Easter eggs.
Well, for goodness sakes, Lump, it's worth as much as you say it is. We'd have to get about $10 an egg for
it. It'd be pretty high for Easter eggs, wouldn't it?
That's too high.
Hold still.
All right, all right, all right.
You're nervous.
I know it.
That's full enough, I reckon. Well, there's four bottles we've did so far.
No, it ain't but three.
That's four. I counted them.
Well, Lom, right there they set now. They ain't but three of them. I know I can count that high. Look at there.
I know good and well I feel. Wait a minute. Where's that first one, that soda pop bottle?
Well, where is that thing? Oh, I know. I must have left it up in the store when I went up there to get these caps. I know I had it with me, for I tried one of the caps on it. Just a minute, and I'll go get it.
Wait a minute. We can get them fruit jars while we're up.
Yeah, come on.
Wait a minute. Granny, his legs went plumb to sleep on me. What's the matter?
Can't look at Cedric laying right down there in the middle of the floor, sound asleep.
Well, Swan, shoot goodness. Fine partner we take
him. Yeah, he is.
Cedric, get up from there. Heidi's laying there in the middle of the floor. Somebody come in and carry off the whole store, and you wouldn't know it.
Cedric, come on, get up from there now. That boy's the soundest sleeper in Polk County, I believe.
Wait a minute, Abner.
Huh?
I believe there's something wrong with Cedric.
Something wrong?
Yeah, maybe I ought to call Doc Miller.
Oh, my goodness alive, look at there, Lom. There's that soda pop bottle. Empty.
Empty?
Aye, doggie, Cedric has drunk that whole bottle of formulae. He must have thought it was grape soda pop.
Well, this is one way of finding out what the Hempstead formula will do, but it's the hard way.